Hello, everybody. With Bob Christopher and Richard Piper, I'm Bob Davis, and this is Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. We're live on the air and online, and we would love to hear from you. The toll-free number is 844-322-2742, and that, of course, good in the U.S. and in Canada. 844-322-2742. It's Basic Gospel, everybody. And now, live from the studios of WMCA New York, here is Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. We are in New York City. Tomorrow, I'll be officiating Rich Andreessen's funeral service. And as many of you know, he was our chairman of the board for a number of years. And we're going to celebrate his life. He was at peace. He was ready to go see Jesus. And we're going to have a wonderful time with his friends and family members. Remembering Rich and remembering the fact that he belonged to Jesus, and that when he breathed his last, he was absent from the body and present with the Lord. So that's why I'm here in New York, but the folks here at WMCA, Phil Boyce and their entire team, opened up their doors and said I could come and use a studio and do the broadcast today.
Wonderful friends there.
So it's good to be back in WMCA country.
Yeah.
Hopefully one day we will be back on the air here in New York. That would be wonderful. But this month we're talking about apologetics. We're talking about giving a defense for the hope that lies within us. And oftentimes that defense is thought of as defending against atheism, against skeptics, against the outside world. But Paul spent a lot of time defending the gospel, delivering the good news, sharing exactly what it was to those within the body. Why? Because back then there were a lot of mixed messages. For example, in the town of Colossae, syncretism was going on. So folks there were taking what they had learned about the gospel and trying to blend it with all the other philosophies that were coming to them from various sources. And so they were trying to make one message out of many. And when they did that, they watered down the power and the wisdom of the good news of Jesus Christ. In Galatia, they were mixing the old and the new. They were trying to combine the law with the grace of God. They came up with a mixed message. Well, in both cases, Paul took a stand on the gospel of Jesus Christ and said, I want to teach you again, teach you afresh what this good news is all about. So in Galatians chapter 1, he said this, I am astonished that you are so quickly deserting him who called you in the grace of Christ and are turning to a different gospel. Not that there is another one, but there are some who trouble you and want to distort the gospel of Christ. So within the body, within the various denominations that are out there, there is a distortion of the good news of Jesus Christ. We have taken the death, the burial, and resurrection of Christ, and we've added things to it. We've built on top of this foundation of Christ, and in so doing, we've covered it over. And what many times is being presented as the good news of Jesus Christ is not good news at all, because it rests on our ability to live up to some standard, to some rules of righteousness. And that has never been good news, will never be good news, and it is always a distortion of the gospel. And as Paul said, it's not the gospel at all. And so he says, but even if we or an angel from heaven should preach to you a gospel contrary to the one we preach to you, let him be accursed. And he says this again, as we have said before, so I say again, if anyone is preaching to you a gospel contrary to the one you received, let him be accursed. For am I now seeking the approval of man or of God? Or am I trying to please man? If I were still trying to please man, I would not be a servant of Christ. So where do these mixed messages come from? From our desire to be accepted by our peers, by our fellow men. So we compromise in order to get approval from others. But Paul said, when we compromise, we're distorting, we're leading people astray to some other message that is not the real message concerning Jesus. There's only one message. There's only one message that saves. It is the message of Christ, Him crucified, buried, raised on the third day, and ascended into heaven. It is all about Jesus from start to finish. Anytime we try to inject ourselves into that message, then we have distorted the gospel. It's no longer the purity of the gospel. It is something that is mixed. It is a mixed message. So if we're going to apologize, given a defense for the good news, we have to really know what it is. We have to be able to discern all of those mixed messages, cut through it, and deliver the purity of Christ, Christ crucified, buried, raised on the third day.
That's pretty good news.
That's the gospel.
Yeah, that's the gospel, and that is great news. Thanks for sharing that, Bob. Again, friends, open lines 844-322-2742 in the U.S. and in Canada. Toll free, we want to hear from you. We want you to join the conversation. If you've ever had those skeptical questions and have not completely gotten them answered, we'd love to hear from you. Post that question on today's broadcast, 844-322-2742. And for those of you who are regular listeners on Basic Gospel, you know, a week ago today, we had Los Angeles County Detective Jim Wallace on the program with us, and it was a very interesting discussion of his book, Cold Case Christianity, and the results of his findings when considering from a seasoned professional police investigator's viewpoint the evidence and the eyewitnesses behind Christian beliefs. And in the book, Jim approaches Christianity from the perspective of a cold case, because the New Testament makes a claim about an event from the distant past for which there really is little forensic evidence. Cold Case Christianity, the book, of course, inspires and prepares readers to have confidence in Jesus Christ and to be able to articulate, explain the case for Christianity. As our thanks to you for your gift to Basic Gospel this month, we want you to have a copy of Cold Case Christianity. And to get yours, simply make your donation. Click donate at basicgospel.net and make your gift and request your copy, again, of Cold Case Christianity. Again, that's donate at basicgospel.net. Once again, the phone lines are open, 844-322-2742. We're going to go out to the West Coast and hear a question from a listener who hears the program on CSN, Christian Satellite Network. Let's listen to that question right now.
Hey, guys. I listen to you guys on CSN in the 8:30 right now, and I'm listening to you guys. But my question is, I'm a strong believer in the Lord, and I've been following, and I read my Bible daily, and do my part, I feel like, to the best of my ability. And I try to evangelize and try to bring as many people to the Lord as I can. So my question is, you know, I had someone come up to me, and I was trying to evangelize to them, and they asked me, you know, if there is a God, why do, you know, young girls, for instance, you know, in other countries, you know, get raped by, you know, 10, 15 guys and all the horrible things that happen, you know? I understand that God's sovereign and He's in control, and I didn't have a really good answer for that, because I understand, you know, the devil's power in people's lives. I understand how he can control people and make people do bad things, but how do you answer that question to somebody that doesn't believe and understand who God is? How would you guys answer that? What would be your answer? Thank you very much. Have a great day. Bye.
Well, that's a great question. And
yes.
It's the age-old question, you know, why is evil in this world? And if God is a loving God, why doesn't He step in and stop it? And, you know, God has a different plan, and His plan is to bring life to those who are spiritually dead. That's what the gospel is all about. That's why Christ died, so He could take away our sins. That's why He was buried, to put an end to that old way of life. And that's why He was raised back to life, so that He could give us new life. So right now, His agenda, His plan, is to save people. And so we wonder, when is Christ going to come back? How much longer do we have to wait before all things are made right? Well, we're waiting because God has a bunch of people that He wants to save. And so time is marching on, but as time marches on, every day in every corner of the world, somebody is going from death to life in Christ.
Yeah.
Somebody is being made alive by the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. So that's why we share the good news. That's why we talk about Jesus. That's why we tell his story. Why? Because we want to be a part of what God is doing out there in the world today. There is a promise. One day, all things are going to be made right. Justice will be totally complete. All things will be as they're supposed to be. There will be no more evil out there. There will be none of those questions. All that is coming when Jesus comes back. But in the meantime, he is all about trying to tell the story. He's not trying. He's telling.
Yes.
He doesn't have to try to do that. He's doing his work. He is building his church. He is advancing the gospel, and he's using people like us to make that happen. So we have the opportunity to tell that story and see others come to faith in Jesus Christ. Now, as far as these things that are happening in countries, even here in the United States, I mean,
yes,
human trafficking is a real thing here in the United States. Young girls are being abducted and taken and put into sex businesses against their will. Well, we should do whatever we can to try to stop that. But in the meantime, let's not forget about the gospel. Those folks need to hear the good news. So we get involved in those issues. We take a stand on those issues. But we have to realize that we do, knowing that God may have us there for something that is even more valuable, and that is bringing hope and life to those who are dead in sin. So this world that we live in is a mess. It is under the control of our enemy. It is against God, anti-God. So we as believers are going against the current. We are swimming upstream, but we're doing so in the power and the energy of the Lord Jesus Christ himself. The same power that raised him from the dead is living in us. So it can compel us to move forward against those currents. And in doing so, we can truly live out our call to be ministers of reconciliation and ministers of this new covenant, connecting people to the life of Jesus Christ, knowing that at some point he is going to make all things right. Those who have rejected him, they're going to be judged. Those who have received him, they're going to be with him forever. And that's going to be a glorious day.
I'll say, wonderfully glorious day. And thanks to the listener on the West Coast for that very penetrating question. And friends, if you have a question and can't get to us while we're actually on the air live during the 3 o'clock hour, you can call that same number, 844-322-2742, 844-322-2742. You can use that 24 hours a day and pose your question, record it, and you'll hear it played back just as we did for this particular listener out on the West Coast. So again, 844-322-2742, and that's available right now, as a matter of fact. Well, a question from a Facebook friend named Charlene, and she says, "May God continue to bless your ministry." She says, "Jesus is my Lord and Savior, and I cannot thank God enough for never leaving my side throughout my life. I'm a 55-year-old woman who has known God as is as real as I know the earth is a sphere. I felt his presence all around me when I was a child, especially in times of pain. It took me until the age of 51, when my father passed away, that I knew in my heart just how real he is, and that Jesus can be the Lord of my life. I know the Holy Spirit is working to change my heart. I feel the whole purpose for my life is to worship him. I feel complete now, like I now know why I'm here on earth. Is there anything in this that I'm missing?" That's from Charlene, who listens on Facebook.
Doesn't sound like she's missing anything,
does it?
Not at
all.
When
you've gotten to the idea that I exist as a human being, I exist for one purpose, and that's to praise Jesus, and that means that I'm allowing him to work through me, there is nothing else. That is the by grace through faith life.
Yes, it is, and that's when we flourish as human beings.
Yes.
We're all looking for purpose. We're all looking for meaning. We're all looking for something that will tell us that we're significant in this world today, and we are at our best when we are worshiping Jesus the most, when that worship of him fills all the spaces within our existence, our spirits. And when we're born again, our spirits are made alive in Christ, and Christ comes to live inside of us, and he attaches his spirit, attaches himself to our human spirit. So there's a union that forms. So there is this the purest form of worship on that spiritual level. And then that starts to work from the inside out, aligning our minds, our emotions, our wills with this gospel message. And then that begins to affect our actions, how we express this faith in Christ out there in the world. And as Paul said, the only thing that really counts is faith expressing itself in love. So that's how this Christian life works. And that, as you said, Richard, is the by grace through faith in Jesus reality that God has called us to. So when we are worshiping the Lord, that's when we are most fully human, living out what God has actually designed us to be as human beings. So, Charlene, I think you have really come to that point where you are seeing what's really important in life. And we're so happy for you. And we just pray that you will continue to grow in grace and to grow in your knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ, because that trumps everything. There is nothing in this world that can compare to knowing Jesus, knowing the glory of Christ himself living in you, participating in his sufferings, understanding his love, and being able to express that love out into this world as you trust him day to day.
Absolutely. You know, Jesus, of course, is the first answer to all the tough questions that skeptical people come up with. And she doesn't sound very skeptical to me, but it's a question that some skeptics do. Everything in the Bible points to Jesus, but someone who is consumed with fear and uncertainty about spiritual issues and the claims of Christianity needs respectful answers to their questions. Now, those of you who support Basic Gospel are reaching out to people who are asking the right questions, people who have grown weary of empty answers and are hungry for truth. And to help answer such questions, of course, you heard it last Monday on the broadcast, L.A. County Detective Jim Wallace wrote Cold Case Christianity, and we want to send you a copy. It'll help you provide answers to those who are skeptical of the gospel, but who have sincere questions. Get your copy today as our thanks for your gift to Basic Gospel. Just click donate at basicgospel.net and request your copy at the same time. Again, that's donate at basicgospel.net.
Well, Bob, I hope many people will take advantage of that. It's a wonderful resource. But what I hope many people will do is decide to stand with us to get this message out. I mean, folks out there in the world need a clear, simple presentation of the gospel message. They need to hear the story of Jesus. Regardless of what we think is going to be a solution that's going to help our world become a better place, none of that will really change anything. Only Christ is going to make the permanent difference. And so let's get that message out. Let's deliver it with simplicity. Let's deliver it with power and with passion, and leave the results of that in God's hands. So we're encouraging you to invest in the proclamation of the good news. Say to yourself, what's the most important thing that people need to hear? And I think you'll agree with us, it's the good news of Jesus Christ. So yeah. Come along, partner with us, help this good news get out to as many people as we can possibly reach through this radio broadcast, through our internet channels, through all of our digital partners. Help us, and you join with us, and together, let's take this out there and let the gospel do its work in people's lives.
Yes, indeed. Once again, just click donate when you visit basicgospel.net. We'll open lines 844-322-2742. We're going to swing out to Richmond, California, and talk to Clarence. Clarence, welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hey, Clarence.
Hi. I'm calling because I have a question for my co-workers, a couple of my co-workers. They asked me about cussing or profanity. How is that a sin, or is it a sin? Where in the Bible does it say that cussing is a sin? So I was trying to find out what's a good scripture to use to give to them to tell them that definitely cussing is something that's ungodly and is forbidden by God. I was trying to think of a scripture that I could use to show them in the Bible that cussing or profanity is a sin.
Well, Clarence, we appreciate that question, and there are several passages I would point you to. Ephesians chapter 4, where it talks about in verse 29, let no corruptive talk come out of your mouths, but only such as is good for building up, as fits the occasion, that it may give grace to those who hear it. So a lot of times, if we're cussing or if we're just using language that is going to tear somebody down, that's not appropriate. Why? Because it is being offensive to the person that we're talking to. So sin really is missing the mark of love. When you look at the definition of love, you see what love is, but also Paul contrasts what love isn't. And when you read that aspect of the definition, you see how all these different behaviors fit into those definitions of sin. They're missing the mark as far as love is concerned. So the reason that we want our language to be seasoned with grace, the reason that we would want our language to be truthful and honest, is because that is the type of language that is going to mean something to the person that we're talking to. It's going to be an encouragement to them. It's going to uplift them. It's going to make them feel a little bit better about themselves. So that's why the Bible tells us to speak with truth and grace. Let all of our words be seasoned with grace. Now, the other thing I want to say, Clarence, is as far as, cussing and sins and those sort of things, we need to realize what the gospel message is. And Paul wrote in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 that God had reconciled the whole world unto himself in Christ through Christ's shed blood, and in so doing, he is no longer counting their sins against them. So we need to communicate that out into the workplace, out into our communities, our neighborhoods, that God is no longer counting men's sins against them. Jesus Christ has removed that barrier once and for all. And so now we can address the real problem. And the real problem is that people are dead spiritually and they need life. And so when we can communicate that Jesus did something with sin through his shed blood, that we don't have to worry about that, then that opens up a person's heart to receive Jesus Christ himself and to go from death to life, because that's the real issue. And once we can communicate that, I think people are more receptive to the gospel. Well, Clarence, hope that helps. We're out of time.
Yeah, thanks for your call. Hope you keep listening and call us again. Friends, I want to remind you that each day we entertain questions from people who call and leave a question for us overnight, and you can do that right now at 844-322-2742. Again, 844-322-2742. We would love to hear from you. Love for you to pose your question on Basic Gospel. As we said earlier, a week ago today, we had Los Angeles County Detective Jim Wallace on the program with us, and it was a very interesting discussion of his book, Cold Case Christianity, and the results of his findings when considering, from a seasoned professional police investigator's viewpoint, the evidence and the eyewitnesses behind Christian beliefs. In the book, Jim approaches Christianity from the perspective of a cold case, which, of course, he was an expert in, because the New Testament makes claims about an event that from the distant past that there's very little forensic evidence for. As our thanks to you for your gift to Basic Gospel this month, we want you to have a copy of Cold Case Christianity. All you need to do is click Donate at BasicGospel.net to make your gift and request your copy of Cold Case Christianity. Cold Case Christianity inspires and prepares readers to have confidence in Christ and to articulate the case for Christianity. So we want you to have a copy. Again, just click Donate at BasicGospel.net. Well, that's it for this edition of Basic Gospel, everybody. Now for Bob Christopher, for Richard Piper and the ministry team, Bob Davis saying God bless you. We'll be back for another live edition tomorrow at the same time. I hope you'll join us. Bye-bye.